This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to Parenting. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Parenting Podcast.
Oh, hey. This is totally not the second time we've done this.
Nope. We didn't have any technical difficulties whatsoever and ruined 12 entire minutes of fucking material at all.
Nope. Everything's going great.
Anyway, so it's week 14,
yay.
And you'd think by now that I would have this shit figured out, but it turns out I'm a big dum-dum. So.
No, you're just human.
Episode 14. How nuts is that?
I know.
I'm Mark Adam. I'm in Winnipeg.
I'm Katie G, and I am in Halifax. I don't know why I had to think about that. Halifax, Nova Scotia. fuck. I said it right the first time.
For the the one thing we did right the first time. For the record, both of us are very hungover.
Oh, God.
All right?
It's a rough go today.
It is absolutely a rough go today. Let's start off Facebook.com/parenting, Twitter @parentingpod, Instagram @parentingpodcast, Snapchat @parenting. YouTube, we don't have it yet. Go subscribe to us, please.
Yes.
So we can actually get our private URL.
Yeah.
We
please
really want
do.
That. Spotify, all the audio places you want to record. It's good times.
Yes. All the places on podcasting things. Yep.
Yeah.
I can adult.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, guys. So sorry.
It's going to be a rough go. There were two kids, and I think I can hear them in the hallway.
Oh, shit. Are they coming back? Hide.
I don't know. Oh, my God. I'm not here.
Oh, God. If you don't answer.
I'm in Tokyo. Okay. Anyway, Amelia has a new friend in the building that lives in the building now.
Yes,
because the
so
guy
cute.
That got evicted. I mentioned it on the podcast before, but there was a guy who got evicted, and now the person that lives there, they have a 6-year-old.
Amelia's bestie.
Amelia's best friend. And they were both here this morning, and because they don't give a flying fuck about your hangover. Kids just don't care.
They don't care at all. And the more you tell them to be quiet, the louder they get somehow.
Yeah,
because it's like the opposite.
They don't understand the concept of being hungover, so they don't.
Yeah,
they don't know to shut the fuck up. You know,
even if you tell them to shut the fuck up, they still don't.
Like, if there's a person sleeping in the next room, you can be like, "There's someone sleeping. We need to be quiet." Oh, and they'll be like, "Okay, I understand sleeping."
Yeah.
But when you're like, "Papa's head hurts. I'm not feeling great today."
Yeah.
They're just like, "Oh, can I help?" Well, no. Turn off your mouth siren.
Oh, goddamn. It's so true.
Yeah, so kids, they don't get it.
But
it's
fine. And our kids are like...
Am I ringing?
I don't... Are you?
I'm not answering.
Just a popularity.
I just can't believe that I left my phone.
Really? You can't believe it? After this this debacle that happened already? It's like...
Oh, my God.
I'm not surprised.
I'm so good at putting it on silent, and I...
It's okay.
We're going to get through this. I swear to God.
We will.
We're going to get through this.
Come hell or high water, we're getting through
come
this podcast
hell or
today.
High water. Is it too late? Anyway, sorry. A little passenger for you.
Appreciate it.
So, how was your week?
Oh, well, let me tell you for the first time how my week has gone.
Yes, I haven't heard this about you.
You know, breaking news. It was whatever. No kids. They were on March break. They're with their mom. So they're doing their own thing. I worked, which is also driving me a little crazy. It's like more of like, I love what I do. It's definitely different from what I was doing before, but it's just the certain project that I'm working on is like such higher stakes, I guess, because it's like a multi-million-dollar type.
So it's like
deal
consuming.
Things. And you're like, okay, I'm the person that's like organizing, getting signatures, because if stuff doesn't get signed, the deal doesn't happen, and like Because I didn't think that my role would be that important. So I'm like, I'm just fucking getting signatures. Not a big deal. But it turns out it is.
Those legally binding signatures are a bitch.
Yeah. It's like, sign here, pay us $700 million. Thanks. Love you. Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So that's been a little stressful.
Yeah, you also, you mentioned, you didn't tell the story the first time, which is, I'm interested because you mentioned you got new nails. You were all like, I'm going to be a girl, you said.
Because I'm stupid. So I put these damn nails on, and anyone who's watching the video, you can see this, they stick on, they're glue. I'm not going to pay A, someone to do my nails for me, or B, pay like $80 to get my nails done because I am cheap and I'm impatient. So these came out of a box for $12.
These are both true.
So I thought I would, you know, try and girl it up or whatever, because Rod and I were going out last night to Moosehead's game and kind of just having like a date night. So I wanted to have some pretty nails on. And yesterday at work, mentioning all of these pieces of paper that I've had to get signed, I've had like a stack of them. And so I'm sitting in front of like a pretty high up guy. I've only been there a year. Like I rapport with him, but I'm sitting at the table and I'm trying to like flip the page for him. And like, I can't grasp it with these goddamn claws that are on my fingers. I'm like trying to do it. He's like, just let me do it. Just stop. So I first awesome. Feel like an asshole. And then secondly, what comes out of my fucking mouth, because I have no damn filter. And so I'm like, I go, fuck's sakes, this is what happens when I try to be a girl. And he just looked at me, and I was like, I'm so sorry.
this is not the place for that kind like, of talk.
We're not best friends. We're not homies. I don't know him like that. Like, why would those words come out of my mouth? Here, sign this piece of paper for this $700 million deal while I fucking claw at it with my damn fingernails and curse and swear the entire time. Yeah. I'm a professional. So that was highly embarrassing. And also the lawyer that I work with a lot, he was also in the room when I said that. And he just looked at me. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. You are the epitome of that. I do not spew profanities. I enunciate them like a fucking lady.
Exactly. I am that. And you know what? And I'm okay with it, but not. Just maybe not at that moment. I should have just shut the hell up, but I didn't. And it was just, because afterwards I was just, I could feel myself, like when you get embarrassed, you get like really hot. Or at least I do, like my face starts getting red. I'm getting like really hot and sweaty. I'm like sitting there like.
You get the gale cheeks.
I'm getting like melt. Yeah, I was like literally melting in there. I was like, I just want to actually die right now. So that was the end of my work week, which just. Topped it all off, and I decided to also top it off with a nice solid hangover this morning.
Well, I mean, after the week you sound like you had, that makes a lot of sense. I also am hungover this morning, but that's because today ends in Y, I guess.
But tits.
Well, like I made the decision a while back that for those who are new listening for the first time this week, I am not a huge fan of Winnipeg. I don't want to go into it. I don't want to be bashing Winnipeg all the time and just be constantly negative, but I don't like Winnipeg, and I live here not at all by my choice.
Yeah.
My daughter is here, and I'm here for her, and I'm not leaving her, kind of thing. So
totally.
As a result, however, I
partake in the bubbles.
Yeah, I drink. So basically I work and I have my daughter and I drink. Those are my, that's how I've chosen. I made a choice. I made an active choice that I was, this is what I've decided in order to deal with the situation. I'm going to be drunk when I'm not working or with my daughter. And
yeah.
I think it's my prerogative to choose that.
I agree. I mean, as long as it doesn't escalate to anything horrible, then
I don't drink at work, right? And I don't get hammered around my daughter. I don't, you know what I mean? Like I keep those separate, but when I don't have Amelia and I'm not working,
yeah.
I probably have a drink in my hand.
Yeah. Do you find it hard, like not having like immediate family around, or like, are you good with Like cutting friends and stuff? That's hard. But do you find that hard? I would. I would hate it.
My friend group here is pretty good. I'm going to be honest. Like I've always been able to make friends. I have some really good friends here, but that doesn't mean my schedule lines up with theirs all the time. Yeah. So I spend a lot of time at home to save money also because I'm also broke a lot of the time.
Preach.
Yeah. So I spend a lot of time at home kind of just working on this kind of stuff like podcasting and graphic design and whatever while I watch Netflix and that kind of thing. So I don't know. I didn't interact a ton with my family when I was home.
Mm-hmm.
And I do regret that to a point, but at the same time, like if I moved back, I don't know if that would change a ton.
Yeah. You know what? I thought the state, cause I lived in Calgary for a very short period of time, but I hated it because I miss like my mom, like my mom's side of the family, I guess. Like, cause you know, so my mom, my sister, my stepdad, and then like my nanny and granddad, we were like all one big family growing up. So, cause you know, dad, I didn't live with my dad, so I didn't see him or like his side of the family very often. It would just be like the times that he would have me or come pick me up or I'm staying with him for the summer. And then we would always go visit like Grampy and you guys. And, you know, eventually it stopped once we all got older. We didn't visit anymore, but when I was out there, I hated it. Like I talked to my mom on the phone once and I was in tears and basically ended up going home shortly thereafter. Not for that particular reason. There was other reasons, but I was happy to come the hell home. That's for sure.
Yeah. And so family is important and I get that.
Excuse me.
And yeah, it is hard out here because I literally started from scratch. I moved out here not knowing anybody.
Yeah.
Except for, at the time, my girlfriend,
yeah,
who was pregnant, which is why we moved here,
because
she's from here, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, but since then I have made a lot of friends and I've made some connections and I think it's helping.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard here because it gets so cold for so long.
It's so like, cold.
I 100% am. When it's minus 25 in Halifax, it feels colder than minus 50 here because of the humidity.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand that minus 25 plus crazy humidity. They're like, how is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the ocean. That's how.
Yeah.
But people here don't get that. Yeah. Because the it's frozen here. So it's dry as fuck.
Yeah.
And so because of that, the cold isn't as bad, but the difference is in Nova Scotia, it'll be minus 25 for most of a day and then be, you know, minus 10 the next day and then plus 8 the day after that.
Yeah.
You know, so the swing is really quickly.
It's ridiculous.
But in Winnipeg, when it gets to minus 30, minus 35, it stays that way for like a week at a time. And that's what's really hard. They call it a deep freeze here.
It
literally gets that cold and stays that way for days at a time.
That's insane.
Like a week at a time.
That's insane.
It is insane. And it happens two or three times a winter where it gets that cold and just stays there.
Yeah.
And then when all of a sudden you'll be like, oh my goodness, it's only minus 15. Perfect.
Put the shorts on.
Yeah. It's like, you're just like, I'll risk not plugging the car in today. You know,
that's crazy.
It's absolute insanity.
You know what? I'm sure there's a lot of people that also have been in your situation, whether maybe it's not that far away, but people who have been in a relationship, have a kid and then it doesn't work out. And then you're like, oh, okay, well now I'm far from home. And I can't just move back there because I want to see my kid. So
and that's my problem.
Yeah, that would be.
I want to see Amelia.
Yeah.
On the daily.
Yeah. Well, you want to be a part of her life, and you should be. And I think that's great. It's just that's a big decision. I mean, it's a big decision to have a kid. Like we've talked before. It wasn't planned, mind you.
No. Whoops.
But,
But
you have to.
I'll tell you where I am lucky. I'll tell you where I am lucky because I'm in danger of going into a negative place on it. But where I am very lucky is that I get to be part of her life.
Yeah. Totally.
I see her pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I mean? Or every second day, at least.
Yeah.
So.
Which is great.
Yeah. And that sustains me as far as our relationship. Like, I see her a lot.
Yeah.
And a lot of fathers don't, one, they don't try.
Mm-hmm.
And two, some that do try are shut out.
Yeah.
As much as possible by the mother.
Yeah.
Which
is also so wrong. But anyway, that's a whole
other. I agree. Fathers have rights. And yeah. I think that is a whole other thing that I don't think I really want to get into today.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk about that
another day. We'll talk about fathers' rights.
Yeah, 100%. And
custody, because, I mean, you're a stepmom. Mm-hmm. You're sharing week to week, right?
Yep.
I'm a single dad. She's like my kid's mom is now a single mother.
Yeah.
Right? And we're sharing custody.
Exactly. Yeah.
We don't have a legal arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
It's all through agreed upon terms. So,
which is good that you're able to do that. At least have that some sort of relationship there where you can do that amicably. So
yeah. And again, I'm very, very that's lucky really when it comes to that.
Yeah. That's really good.
Right. And, her family, the baby mama's whole side of the family there, they're great people.
Mm-hmm.
Like very good, loving, giving, generous.
That's great.
Yeah. I have, very, 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 very few complaints about that.
Mm-hmm.
The one is the whole religion thing. I don't want to get into that right now either, uh-huh. but
it's a tough topic.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yep.
So I don't want to get into that, but
well, the whole good thing, the whole positive part is that you get to see her, which is great.
And her mother doesn't try and poison her against me and vice versa.
Right, which is a huge thing,
I try and show
too.
As much respect to her mom.
Yeah.
Particularly in front of her, but I just try and generally keep as much as I can my attitude towards her mother as positive as possible.
Of course, yeah. And that's what being a freaking adult is.
Obviously, we're definitely going to have disagreements and arguments and all that stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
Couples who are together have a lot of those.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine being separated and
having a kid, making decisions.
But a difference in philosophy is a big deal when you're separated, because how do you enforce on both sides, right?
Yeah.
You can't. All I can do is teach Amelia, this is what Papa believes.
Yes.
This is what Papa thinks.
Yep.
You know.
And when she gets older, she can make up her own mind of when it comes to the other side of things, right? When it just comes to growing up. Like that.
As long as it isn't an issue of her safety.
Yeah, of course.
Right? If it's about her safety, which again, luckily has not come up.
Yeah.
There haven't been issues where I felt she was unsafe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. No, that's good. I was,
So my situation is a lot better than others, but continue.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, sorry, I just got a little sidetracked, but I was going to say that when it comes to parenting kids, when they have two separate homes, like they're in two different places, the rules are different. So, you know, Rod and I found, especially when the girls were younger, we are definitely more, I think, actually, I shouldn't say that for sure. I know that his ex is also pretty strict, not pretty strict, but like has her own rules, but then they weren't really coinciding with how we were, I guess, raising the girls together. So it was sometimes like we made a joke about it, and it is in the joking way, because the girls are, you know, it's been over 7 years and the kids are fantastic for the most part. But it's like sometimes they would come back and we're like, fuck, I feel like I have to like retrain you all over again. But I think girls have a different relationship with their moms than they do with their dads. So I think that the friction that happens in their house on that side, and I'm only speaking from what I've heard or seen. I would never assume.
Well, you come from a split home.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you had your mother and your father.
Yeah, and I butted heads way more with my mom because I lived with her like full time. But I think even if I didn't just live with her full time, we would still have butt heads, because it's like a mother-daughter thing. I don't know what it is. Like I also butted heads with my father too, once we started spending more time together.
Familiarity breeds contempt.
Yeah.
That's the old adage.
Yeah. But I mean, when you're like a teenager, you're going to butt heads with anybody. It doesn't matter if it's your mom, dad,
literally
anybody.
Yeah.
But anyway,
fuck
it's
you,
just,
cat. Get out of my way, cat.
Who put this
asshole
wall here? I don't remember this wall being here.
Yeah.
I do that on the daily though. I do walk into walls that have been there for a very long time, and it's, that's just a natural thing for me. But anyway, yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard when you have, you know, two different ways of thinking or whatever, raising kids. You need to, you just need to do the 2019, you do you, boo.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, it's about being clear with the kid, you know.
Yeah, be consistent.
In my experience, and that's, I think, again, I'm lucky that her mother teaches her a lot of the same core values.
Yeah.
Like, religion aside, like, her, yeah, like, the way that we behave in public, the way that we talk to other people, the way that, yes, we treat others.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing. As an only child, she is absolutely one of the best sharers I've ever...
That's awesome.
Like, dealt with as a kid. Her first reaction when she gets a bowl of something, whatever it is, would you like some? Like, it's her first thing. Her first instinct is to share.
Yeah. And
for single kids.
And that's fantastic.
For only children, children of one child houses, it's hard to teach that because there's not a lot of examples.
Yeah.
But I try and take her to play places all the time. Mm-hmm. She makes friends in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I've said it before, like, she'll run over with some kid she met 30 seconds later. This is my best friend. What's her name? Yeah. And she'll turn, what's your name? You know?
Like, which is the best part of being a kid. You give no fucks. Isn't it? You just want to love and have fun.
Yeah, you give no fucks about, like, how long you've known a person or about your dad's hangover at all.
Exactly. Zero fucks. Don't care.
Zero fucks given. That's
That's a good
episode title, I feel.
I feel like that's it.
It's an episode title brewing, I can tell.
Yeah, I feel it.
Zero
coming.
Fucks given.
Yep. We'll just keep rolling on that roller coaster until it fucking takes off. That's how I feel like today's been going. I'm just like, Did I tell you that when on our way home from the hotel that I had to get Rod to pull over? So I could...
To throw up?
Yep.
Yeah,
because I'm a classy ass bitch.
You didn't tell me that story, but that tracks.
I thought
that
I could make it home. I really did, because I was like, I don't feel like I need to. And then we came around the corner because in Nova Scotia there's 8,000 fucking potholes and they're all like 3 feet deep. And we were like, I was just like doing one of like these. I had my hand on my head and like kind of just like sitting there. And then it was just like the whole truck was just shit. I'm like, oh God, you got to pull over. I was going to be fine until we just hit 15 of those potholes. I need you to pull the fuck over. And of course, Rod's truck is all deckled out with his company name on it. And he's got his fucking idiot girlfriend hanging out the side throwing up. I'm like, yeah, fuck. Happy Saturday, guys.
She's just arm candy. Not like right now, but normally.
Yeah, normally she is, but not now. Fuck.
Just imagine he's just all pulled over, like trying to not show his truck's decals off, holding your hair.
I'm sitting in the truck still with just the door open because I don't want to get out. So I'm like, oh my God, let's just make this quick.
Yeah, so my sister, when she visited me last, was it last time? One of the times she visited over here, because she came for work.
Yes, yeah.
I took her out and got her so fucking drunk. And, like, I lived here, where I am now. So she comes, like, and I was driving, so I got her hammered.
Oh man!
And of course I'm driving, so she, and I, like we're in.
Are
the
you
back
a good brother
alley.
Or a terrible brother? I can't. I don't know which one you are yet.
toss a fucking coin. I don't know. So we're almost home. Like we're in the back fucking alley, and she's like, "Stop! Stop! Stop!" And she whips the door open while I'm still moving. Gets almost none of it out of the car. It's all over the side of the side of the seat there. And I'm like, oh, I hate you.
To yourself or to her?
To her. And she's like, you did this to me. And I'm like, that's a fair point. You do it to yourself. Anyway, it's another theme of the day.
Oh God. That is the theme. No fucks given. Yeah. And like, that's literally this. I'm like, I don't care where I am. I just need you to pull over because this isn't going to wait any longer.
This is happening.
Yeah. There was, I don't know if I sent it to you, but there was a pot, like just to go back very quickly back to like the Nova Scotia fucking potholes. There was someone made a meme and they put Jack from the Titanic in a pothole.
Oh, yeah.
On this. It was like Nova Scotia potholes be like. It's like, mm-hmm, yep,
yeah,
exactly. That's literally, yeah. It's horrible.
I'll never let you go.
Bloop. Yeah. Bye.
Peace.
Yeah.
Thanks for the door.
Oh, goddamn Titanic.
Yep. Fun times. So I am moving us on. We're going to go in the news.
Okay.
I haven't seen it, but the Finding Neverland.
Oh, yeah.
Documentary came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it had some scathing stuff to say about Michael Jackson. Stuff that's been rumored and in the, like, people have been talking about it for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen it, so I don't want to speak to its, like, oh, it finally proves that he was a pedophile the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And some people have seen it and even think that a lot of that was skewed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's brought up a lot of conversation about child abuse and mm-hmm. sexual abuse and things like that. And,
is it more of like, I mean, I know like the background to like the rumors and everything that had been going on even while he was still alive. but there was some of it that came back to like children in the industry of like the Hollywood industry basically being taken advantage of. And it's kind of like, because it was in that kind of world, I don't know really anything about this Neverland. Because I just
Neverland Ranch?
I just never really looked. I don't know. Maybe I just never either cared or looked into it. Because I'm like, I don't really care what celebrities are up to. But then those rumors came out. And then it was like, oh.
The thing is, sometimes we don't pay enough attention to what celebrities are doing in their...
Exactly, you know, right?
On their off time.
Which is the other side of it. So, yeah, you mentioned that. And I didn't see any, like, preview or anything for it. But do we know who the person was that made the documentary? Like, was this person just, like, an outside...
But their sources were people who claimed that he had abused them for for years.
Oh, okay.
And
wow.
Some of it, there's articles that debunk the whole thing that I've seen, and there's articles that support everything that was said in it that I've seen, and I'm not sure what to believe. I'm gonna have to see it for myself, I guess, and. But I find stuff like that hard to watch, like the idea of children being abused.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's very unsettling.
I've always sort of felt that way, though.
Mm-hmm.
Even before I had a kid, I've always been like, I don't like the idea of children being taken advantage of.
Yeah, your brain doesn't go there. You're not like, that's normal. It's like, no, that's really fucked up.
Yeah, but even hearing about it, which is the wrong thing. I think... When children are abused, our instinct should be, let's help these kids.
Yeah.
When a lot of people's instinct is, I don't want to hear about it because I don't want to think about it. And therefore, I'm not going to get involved. Mm-hmm. And then the children don't get helped, you know?
Yeah.
So my reaction is the wrong one, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's just my natural instinct to go, oh, gross. Like, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. I'm the same way though. Like to me, it's just it's icky. It's gross. I'm like, oh, like people that would do that. Like that's disgusting.
But if we don't,
yeah,
spend time talking about the issue, it doesn't get resolved. It doesn't get fixed. It doesn't get better.
Yeah.
And then more children get taken advantage of as a result of us trying to live in blissful ignorance.
Yeah.
And it's not right. So, but anyway, so I brought it up not to talk about the documentary itself. Because I, again, haven't seen it. I do not have an opinion
mm-hmm.
on it because I haven't seen it.
Right.
This is not me offering an opinion on something I haven't seen. I wanted to bring up the concept of child abuse in general. And, I mean, there's the cliche of like, oh, the Catholic Church moving priests around who have been accused of that and da-da-da and not dealing with it and helping them avoid criminal charges and all the money that the church has paid out in settlements to abused children to make them go away, essentially hush money. It's like, here's $1 million. Go be depressed with your $1 million.
Yeah.
So it's really sad to me that that's a thing.
Yeah, it is. It's the hardest part about it is that they're children and they don't A, know any better, and B, trust you, like, or at some level would trust these people in your lives. There are kids that are abused by family members or fathers or mothers or whatever. And like, there's these people there. I don't know. They just, these kids, they don't know any better and they're here. They trust you wholeheartedly. And then like, no wonder, like, I just can't even imagine just the aftermath of it. That would be like getting it. I don't know if these kids are lucky enough to get out of these situations. It's just the aftermath, like the mental, just therapy in general. I think you'd have to go through in order not even to get over it. You don't think you'd ever get over it, but deal, like live on from it. It would be really hard to do. Which I know this is kind of like a downer, but it happens. Like it's out there, it's happening, and it sucks. And we need to do something.
But the other argument is too, like people are like, well, now do we just never listen to Michael Jackson? Right? Like, do we not? Is that appropriate?
Mm-hmm.
Do we just ignore his influence on pop music?
Mm-hmm. But is that solving anything? Like, is that doing anything? And like,
has he been legally proven guilty?
Right.
Right. Like, so not listening. And I said it on Facebook and it caused a little bit of a negative reaction from some of my old church friends. But it was, if you are boycotting a singer's music because of alleged sexual abuse, but you still go to Catholic church every Sunday and say nothing, don't pretend that you give a shit about kids being abused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of stirred up a little bit of feelings, I think. I remember seeing some of the posts that were on that, or the comments on that.
It's just like, if this is where you're drawing your line, what the fuck? Like, what about this? Like, I get that, like, some people reacted about, like, what does my faith have to do with it? Well, your faith has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
The religion that your faith is practiced in is guilty of a lot of things, proven guilty of a lot of things, and settled court cases and this and that and the other thing, and caught time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
So this one guy is alleged, and again, not proven guilty. I'm not saying he didn't do it at all. Again, I don't have a fucking opinion before any snowflakes jump on me. I don't have an opinion on it because I wasn't fucking there. Mm-hmm. I haven't even seen the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if you stop listening to his music, then as a statement, but turn around and go to Catholic Church and support.
I see the
corporation.
I see because what you mean.
Let's be fucking real. The Catholic Church it's a nonprofit corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Well, see, I always find it's really fucked. Like, I understand, like, I get that there are these documentaries that come out after people are dead. But when there's something like this that comes out, very controversial, it was always controversial, even when Michael Jackson was alive. But now that he's dead, it's like a documentary comes out about it. I'm like, yeah, but like, I don't know. It's almost, not that he ever, I don't know. I just think it's kind of ridiculous to have these kind of controversial things come out. You don't have someone there to like defend themselves or whatever. Not saying that he deserves to have a voice, but you know what I mean? Like, it just seems really one-sided and looking to just make money off of it.
And that's some people's argument on it.
And I don't know that. That's not, it's just, I don't know. I get mixed feelings about it. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, we need to be aware of these things. But then also, are they just trying to get money out of it? Just throw like Michael Jackson's name on it and try and sell it? Like, is that the mentality behind it? Because sometimes there are people that are fucking malicious out there. There's some people that are trying to get the word out and help people in general. And then there's other people who are just riding the coattails and trying to make money off shit. And that's what makes me angry.
Yeah, that's part of the problem too. Is like, how can you tell the money grabbers from the actual, like, people who have legitimate claims to their, you know?
Yeah.
And some people are both. Some people are, this happened to me,
mm-hmm.
give me money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so, and some people are doing it legitimately to make sure people are aware.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and if it happened to them, I feel super bad. And I hope that that justice is served.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who it didn't happen to, but they can make enough of a case that they can make some money out of it. And then there's other people who are just straight up like, this happened to me, I want the money. There are those who are, it happened and you will never know because they would rather just, and they yeah. just go and stew and deal with that internally and probably negatively.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and I didn't pick the Catholic Church just to shit on the Catholic Church. Okay. Also, that's another snowflake thing. It's just, that's an example.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, but then we go and look at the R. Kelly situation, right? Which is super funny because the other night I was kind of drunk and I played guitar at a jam, like an open jam at one of the bars. Mm-hmm. And I played my cover of Chris Cornell's cover of Billie Jean.
Wow.
So it was like me covering Chris Cornell, covering Michael Jackson.
Fantastic.
But it was a jam with a bunch of guys I'd never played with. So it didn't sound like I expected it to, but it was pretty good, I guess.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so that song ends and then someone in the crowd yells out, "Now play R. Kelly." And it was just, it was really funny.
That's actually really, it is funny. Actually, you know what? Can I ride on the coattails of the funny part of it? Because there was something I shared on my own personal Facebook page this week. Once you started talking about that, I'm like, oh shit, I shared this and it was fantastic and you need to go friggin' check it out. There's a 14-year-old kid that was up doing like a comedy show for these adults. Oh, and was
I've seen that clip. That
hysterical.
Is so good.
Hysterical. So his name's Dylan Roach, or I don't know if it's R-O-C-H-E. So it's, I don't know. I think Roach. Anyway, I'm rock. Probably, but I botch everything. It's fine. But he was just talking about growing up back then versus now, blah blah blah. It's like, yeah, you would be like, hey, you know, make sure you come home before dark and don't get hurt. And he's like, and I go and I leave and I've got to, you know, carry a whistle and a book full of registered sex offenders. he's like they're mostly gym teachers and priests in there. And then they're all like, ha, ooh, ha, ooh. And he's like, I'm just kidding.
This 14-year-old has caught on to us.
Oh, he's like, I'm just kidding. The priests aren't registered. And we're like, ooh.
Add a little bit of extra zing in there.
Yes. Anyway, it was very well done. Like the comedy part of it, like it's meant to be funny. It's making fun of things that's what comedy is. It comes from dark places. So it was really well done. So maybe we'll share it on our actual parenting Facebook page because it's really short clip, but he's hysterical. And he's only 14 years old.
I think we should share that. Absolutely.
He's hilarious.
Make sure we share that as soon as this is over.
I've actually got it up in front of me so I wouldn't forget. So yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so
writing things down and my cat's helping. Hi. Okay, Minnie, you're not, he's trying to get my pen. Get out of here. Anyway, sorry guys.
So there's that. Okay. Now, moving on.
Yes.
We've already talked about the anti-vax thing, but
yeah.
It's getting worse. Well, it's getting worse in that more and more people keep being reported as having positively tested for measles.
Mm-hmm. And these are kids that are testing positive?
Children, yeah.
Yeah.
On unvaccinated children.
Yeah.
And the vaxxers are just, the anti-vaxxers are just, they're losing their fucking minds. Oh, well, Big Pharma, if I had $1 billion, I could tell you that I could have a report say whatever the fuck I want. I'm like, yeah, but it wouldn't stand up to the test of time.
So they're basically saying that the reports they're just making it up?
Well, they're saying that, like, Big Pharma is paying to have reports or to have studies done that support whatever they want.
Right.
But those would not stand up to peer review. And we've more and more studies that are anti-vax supporting keep getting overturned and debunked after peer review. So yeah, okay, this study says blah, 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 blah. But this study came out last week. Give it some time for other scientists to go and check and peer review those studies. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, actually, that's bullshit.
Actually, we're just full of shit.
which is how the whole fucking thing started.
I know,
that doctor
that's exactly
published
it.
A report, it got turned over, he lost his medical license, and is still fucking preaching that bullshit. Mm-hmm. That's what's wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lack of fucking understanding and respect for science. It's giving yourself over to conspiracy theories and lunacy is what it is.
Yeah.
And I saw there was a live stream from a thing called Winnipeg Alternative Media, and this guy wants to be Alex Jones real bad. Like, real bad. It's like he just, oh, it's he's like, they're putting fluoride in our water to make our kids gay. He's the, like that kind of conspiracy theory.
Jesus Christ. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
Sounds like the best kind of guy.
Yeah. Like.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. So. He had this live stream, and the title of it was literally Victim of Child Vaccines. As like, you're not a fucking victim. You're not a fucking victim. Are you alive today? Like, did you die of polio? Did you die of the measles?
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking get a clue.
That's the thing. There's going to be those people out there always. There's going to be, no matter how much evidence you put in front of them, they're going to believe whatever the fuck they want to believe. And I could say that about a lot of different things, and I'm not going to. But it's like, you could blatantly say, this isn't true. Science research has proven it not to be true. And if you still continue to go on the belief that it is, that's your choice. However, like, I don't know how you're going to get to the point where there won't be any of those people out there, because you can't force people to do things who have children. Like, I don't know. There was other stuff that we talked about before where the kids got older and were like, what the fuck is wrong with my parents? And they went and got
them
own
stuff. You should be able to force them. That's the thing. I think it should be illegal to have your children in public if they're unvaccinated.
I do agree with that. I think that they should not be allowed in the school system
if you choose to not vaccinate your children.
Yeah.
they shouldn't be allowed to go to play places and parks.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be allowed to go to public schools. They shouldn't be allowed to interact with other children.
Yeah.
Until they're vaccinated.
Yeah, I agree.
So
if
you want to put walls up around your house and homeschool your children and all that shit,
yeah,
or have one school for the unvaccinated kids where all the outbreaks are going to happen,
mm-hmm,
fucking go to town. Absolutely.
Yeah. I know. I don't know if there's an end in sight for this shit. Like, I don't.
And if you don't vaccinate yourself and you get sick, you should not be allowed to go to the hospital for it.
Yeah.
Now, okay. That's taking a step too far. I do believe that we should do everything we can to help, because the problem is it's not the child's choice.
Yes.
Right?
1,000%.
It's,
yeah.
It's their misinformed and or maliciously informed,
mm-hmm,
parent that makes those decisions.
Yeah.
So,
I hear you.
But yeah, there was two more cases of measles they found in Costa Rica, two American children,
mm-hmm,
unvaccinated.
Of course.
Duh. It's how you get the measles is by being unvaccinated.
Right. Casually, just gonna get the measles, no big deal. Spread it around. It's just stupid. It's just annoying. It's almost, I don't know, it's just irritating. It's annoying, and it's like never ending.
But
it's like a never ending story.
Even if autism was caused by vaccines at the rate that they claim, and it fucking isn't, let me be super clear. It is, vaccines do not cause autism.
Mm-hmm.
Every peer-reviewed study that stands up to the test of time says the same fucking thing.
Yes.
They do not cause autism.
Yes.
They don't. Well, we've been over that before.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that in mind, even if they did at the rate that they're claiming, the rate of children dying from measles and polio and all this other shit would be fucking way higher. Like, it would be like winning the lottery to get autism from a vaccine at the rate that they're saying it's possible, which it fucking isn't. Again, I'm just going to be, mm-hmm, clear. It fucking isn't. Vaccines do not cause autism. They do not. But would you not want to protect your child from these completely preventable and debilitating deadly diseases?
Yeah. I know.
Completely preventable. Mm-hmm.
But we can't prevent stupid somehow. I don't know.
It's 2019. The only thing we haven't got a vax for is fucking stupidity.
Right? We need one. If anyone out there has a vaccine for stupid, fucking start handing that shit out.
Just get a shot in the arm and you're just like, maybe I should feed my kids some protein.
An epiphany.
Maybe I should get them vaccinated.
We'll call it an epiphany shot. It's called Wake the Fuck Up.
Epiphorex. Oh, wait. No, that doesn't sound right.
Write that shit down.
It's a $1 billion idea. Now we just need to spend $1 billion to
do it.
Do the research and figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have that kind of money.
No.
But yeah, it's the more that the vaccine thing comes in, the more I'm scared for my kid.
I know.
Like all these kids running around unvaccinated. And they're fucking germ factories.
They're already germ factories to begin with.
That's what I mean.
Just little cesspools of.
They're little carriers of diseases. They're like rats that we love for some reason.
It's nasty. They're fucking nasty.
I've never had another human being sneeze into my open eyeballs before.
Fuck. Just yeah, yep. Open mouth cough. It's just okay. It's aggressive, but all right.
Hey, Papa. Who? Why?
Oh, it's just they don't care. Like say, no fucks given. They don't care.
Zero fucks given.
Zero fucks given. Oh I want to just bring this. I want to bring up something that I actually had read. It's not to do with kids, but I just thought it was really fantastic. And I'm sure this stuff has happened before. But a woman was getting married. She had already paid for this $30,000 wedding, and it ended up getting broken off. Didn't get into specifics. Wasn't going to happen. So instead of you know, all this shit going to waste, she threw a huge party for a bunch of homeless people and veterans.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, she rather than get rid of all this food, we just fed all these people and had a party. And I thought that was really fantastic. Not a lot of people would do that.
Cool.
Especially after, you know, you're not getting married anymore. You might be a little pissed off about it, but yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Now there are good people out there doing good shit and turning bad things into good things.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lady in Indiana. Yeah, Indiana. So she just... Yep.
Well, again, why waste the food when there's all these homeless people that could
fucking have benefit, a party.
You know?
Exactly.
It's fucking great.
Yeah.
We're getting towards the end here. Shall we jump to our top tweets?
Yeah, let's do it up. Let's do it up. So the first one that I had here, I don't know what I did. I screenshotted it and I don't know. I fucked it all up, but it's like really hard to read. So not surprised. Welcome to the life that is mine. This one is from @TheMichaelRock, I think. Let's hope. He tweeted, my 14-year-old made fun of me this morning because I had to go to work while he had a snow day. So I changed the Wi-Fi password. Brilliant.
that's low though.
But funny. I've definitely thought about it. When it's just like,
have fun at work, honey. Yeah. Have fun on the internet.
Have fun doing nothing all day. Bye.
I don't know what I would do without the internet.
I mean, me too. But
I would have just reset the router and created a whole new setup.
Yeah. Well, and see, you could have done that for sure. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, okay.
I'm tech savvy enough to get around that loophole.
Exactly. God damn it. I definitely wouldn't have been. But not that I had Wi-Fi growing up anyway.
Yeah.
Because we old as fuck.
I'm pretty sure I set up the Wi-Fi in our house.
Well, there you go.
If anyone's changing the password, it's me.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Another one that I have, excuse me, is @FatherWithTwins. And his tweet was, 95% of parenting is resisting the urge to say, see, I told you not to do that.
I don't resist that urge at all.
Yeah.
I told you not to do that. What happened? Uh-huh. What did we learn?
Nothing.
We learn? It's become one of my favorite fucking things when she doesn't listen to me.
Yeah.
Hey, I told you not to jump on the bed. What did I say when I said, don't jump on the bed? She said, I could get hurt. What happened? I got hurt. What did we learn?
Yeah.
Don't jump on the bed. Yes, but what did we learn?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Papa. There you go. That's the lesson here.
Exactly.
As much as don't jump on the bed is part of the lesson, listen to Papa.
Exactly.
Because when I say something, I have a reason. I'm not just like, I don't want you to have fun, so stop jumping on the bed. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
If you jump on the bed, you're going
to
get hurt.
But just so you know, I'm right. Like, mostly all the time. It's all you need to know.
Like, 90% of the time, I'm on point.
Yeah. Right? Okay, so I've got one last one here for us. I thought this one was pretty fantastic just because it's in regards to the social media world that we live in. This one's at The Dad, which is just...
The Dad?
Straight up,
That's
The Dad.
That's a fucking epic handle. I love that handle. Anyway.
It's pretty fantastic. So it's at The Dad.
Oh, you cut out. Hang on.
Oh, sorry. Oh, wait.
Hold.
Wait. What? Am I still cutting out? Hello?
Yeah, I don't want you to read that tweet and then everybody on the video is like, what the fuck was the tweet?
It's anyway, like, what?
So, yeah. So what's the tweet?
The tweet is, prepare your kids for social media by putting their artwork on the fridge and then writing a bunch of mean comments under it.
Oh, never read the comments. Ooh,
Oh, shit. I thought that one was really good. I was like, you know.
That is good.
Yep. I haven't had anything really good from Ryan Reynolds lately. I need to, like, call him up and be like, bro, start tweeting some good stuff. I need some content.
Yeah, you're on a first-name basis with them, right?
Yeah, oh, totally. We're super besties. I don't know. I think we're besties in the way that, like, I think that, like, that Amelia is like, oh, this is my best friend. That's, like, me with Ryan Reynolds. I'm like, oh, he's my best friend. Does he know who you are? No, but he's still my best friend.
Yeah, but at least you know his name.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. But he doesn't know mine.
That's a step closer for Amelia.
Yeah, he doesn't know my name, but that's okay. We'll work on it.
He will know your name when your stalking charges are laid.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. Look at us. We made it through the actual episode. I'm shocked. After the way it started, I wasn't sure if we were going to do it.
Yeah. Reminder, we did 12 minutes of episode before my computer was like, no, none of this is any good, and just threw it out.
JK, start the fuck over.
Yeah. Yeah. You thought you were off to a good start, but guess what? The internet gods say, fuck you. That's, However, speaking of the internet and stuff and going right, we have a contest.
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't it be cool if you won it? So we're giving away a Google Chromecast and a t-shirt, a parenting t-shirt, one of ours.
One that you get to vote on. You get to, like, tell us what ones you like and stuff and things.
Yeah, so based on the voting, we'll figure out which t-shirts we're going to stock. And then once we do that, I'll get it up on the website.
Yeah.
When we have a website.
When we can also do that.
And then you can buy them online and then the money supports us.
Yeah. So, like, go and, like, vote and then you get free stuff. So it's, why not, right? You click a button and you, like, write a comment and then you get free things.
I heard, go vote. This is the funniest.
Oh, no. Did you freeze?
This face.
What, did you freeze? You, what happened?
You froze while going.
I missed all of that because you were doing this.
Yeah. And you were doing this the whole time. So that was awesome. That freezing was great.
Great end to the episode. But
what's funny is when the audio people listen, it's going to be me kind of halfway talking over you while, cause I can't hear anything the fuck you're saying and you're just chatting away and it makes complete sense on your end.
Totally. You're all welcome.
But the video people are going to be like, that was funny.
Yeah.
The audio people are like, shut up and let her talk. Okay.
Oh my God.
So, we have a contest. All you have to do, you can enter twice.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Facebook or our Instagram or do one and then the other.
Yeah. Do both.
Find the post that we're doing the contest. Vote for which t-shirt design you like the best. Tag a couple of people and then share the post.
Yeah. I think that's whatever. I don't know. We wrote down the rules. They're on the thing.
Fair.
Yeah.
I think sharing the post was part of it, maybe, on Facebook?
Probably on Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
We'll figure
anyway,
out whatever.
Anyway.
Free things. Go get it.
Anywho.
Anywho.
Yeah, so... if you want to win a free Google Home... Or no, Google Chromecast. We gave away a Google Home Mini already.
We did, yeah.
But we're giving away a Google Chromecast!
Hooray! Go get free stuff!
Yeah, free stuff! So definitely get on board with that. And we will be announcing the winner on next week's episode.
Yes. So you got a whole week. Get out there and vote.
You got a whole week to get in there and enter and share. And again, Facebook and Instagram.
Yep.
We're going to give you, if you do it on both, we'll give you an entry for each.
Yes.
And we're going to do the big random draw from a hat thing on the next episode.
Yes. So stay tuned. Sounds good. We see you at episode 15.
Yes. I can't believe we're that far in.
Oh, you know, but it's crazy.
Also, while we're on our way out, I will, I'll ask you yet again, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, everywhere that audio podcasts are. So Apple Podcasts, on iTunes, Google Play Music, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Radio Public. There's a shit ton of places. If you want the full list, go to anchor.fm/parenting. And you can actually click and support us there too, or you can go to patreon.com/parenting, and there's extra content and stuff we put up for people who support us, and you can get free other stuff like t-shirts and sweatshirts depending on which tier you choose in your support package. The $5 a month or whatever you can afford, it might not seem like a lot to you, but it is absolutely massive to us. We would really appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, guys.